You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I'm Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show, Friday edition. Good morning. Welcome, Charlie. What's up?
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay. Your floor is yours.
You're talking about a man that's had a blessed life.
Right.
I've had a wife that loves me, and I love her. I got three kids I'm proud of.
Great.
I've had some good dogs in my life.
Beautiful.
And I've rode some good horses. And there's a lot of people ain't had none of that.
Oof. A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. And once again, the elephant in the room is the what is known as the Powerball Lottery. Yes, we all know about that. We all know it's Mega Millions or whatever it is, right? Okay. It basically is states. I think one of the 13 states in their states have gotten together and devised a way to make money. Besides taxes. It's kind of like taxing you, except you voluntarily give the money when you buy a ticket. That's right. And that's how much is happening. If the winner is from the state of New York, New York State will get half that money. Okay, moving right along. Financial planner is warning the winner of the Powerball lottery. Don't make any major lifestyle changes immediately upon coming into money. Never. It's never prudent to do that. No matter whether it's inherited or a jackpot lottery or whatever, you know, it's okay. Take a few months and think about it. How hard would that be to do?
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
They know God is listening, even though they're being attacked brutally. A lot of people starting to notice, and it hardly ever gets out in the news, even though it's been a problem for probably 10 years, maybe a little bit less. I know someone who was with Word of Life who for years and years went around showing the Jesus film to the nomadic Fulani Christian. They weren't Christians then. They were probably Muslims. And they went around showing the Jesus film, and many and many, many of them got saved. Lots of churches started, but there are militant groups there. And Voice of the Martyrs wants you to pray and keep praying as attacks on Christians have left thousands of women in Nigeria without husbands and homes. Two separate attacks on Sarah Pam's village. Militant Fulani Muslims killed her husband and one of her sons. Like Sarah, many express joy in knowing the global body of Christ is praying for them. And that's why we're going to pray for them in Nigeria today. You wonder why they're sitting so happy, clapping their hands. Because they know we're praying for them and they know Christ. They know his joy. That's real joy.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
Hey, I'm Joe. Cup of Joe Morning Show. And a good morning to you. Yes, Steve, what's up, man?
So I got to tell you, I've been doing a little experiment here, saying good morning to people. Sometimes people say good morning, and some people look at you like you're nuts. Just saying good morning. I would say 80% of the people look at me like, what? Good morning? What's that? Anyway, say good morning. You know, we're all this planet together. We're all this fight together. We're trying to make a great life. Maybe I'm being a little pushy, but say good morning.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I keep seeing on social media, requests for Bibles, mostly from Prison Fellowship. That is a great organization. And they say they're desperate. That's the word. There's so many inmates in prison coming to saving knowledge, and there's so many Bible studies and stuff going on. There's a federal prison in Angola, Mississippi. I always get confused. Louisiana, Mississippi. Anyway, they actually now send out disciples. They have a radio station there, a Christian radio station. It's incredible.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Simon, it is funny. It's true. You do want your 13-year-old to understand how important honesty is, but also know that she's 12 when kids eat free, right? But the truth is, and you know it, kids see that. That's what they see about your behavior. That's what they will remember about your behavior. Maybe you've been there and done that. Just know that Jesus is your safe place, your hideaway, your anchor, your saving grace, your constant, your steadiness, your shelter, your oxygen. Thank God you do.
The Sound of Life.
Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Mom, grandma. If you're a grandma, you're a mom, right? But you're doing the best you can. I want you to know that. You don't need to be perfect. You work hard to teach your kids and grandkids to be good people. You are the best mom for your kids. See, God made you a mom for a reason. You make mistakes. Yeah, just like everybody else does. You're working hard. It's hard work. Every moment of the day does not need to be productive. You're allowed time for silence, right? As Lisa said, I always get confused. Lisa Harper, excuse me, said, sometimes the holiest thing you can do is just be alone with God. Just take a walk, something like that. You have to do that, right? Always joking. Mom's always joking about my time in the bathroom, right? But I want you to know, you're a good mom.
The sound of life.
You know, the garden right now is in full swing, of course, with all the rain and everything. I mean, imagine just like if you have a yard and grass and stuff, you got weeds and it's growing like crazy. I'm hoping to get in some of that break. You know, we've managed to get a 30-minute break to do your lawn. But the gardening people had their own song, which I thought was pretty cool, actually. And maybe you know this. Maybe it goes way back.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Give that to Toby Mac. Jazz it up a little bit, right? Yeah, that's the way it is. What we gotta do is get in with our resident gardener. Yes, and that would be Connie, and to find out how her garden is going right now. Connie, have you got anything that's kind of unexpected in your garden? I was wondering.
Well, some tomato plants are coming up in areas from last year where I had them planted, because I have a new area for my tomato plants. But there's some tomato plants that want to still come. Oh, and the big thing was where I had my potatoes last year, I thought I had gotten and dug them all up, you know, in the fall when I harvested. And apparently I forgot some of them because there were some potato plants that came up unexpectedly. And I was like, well, bonus potatoes.
There you go. Bonus potatoes.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
That is the latest from Casting Crowns, Desert Road. 20 years, right? Celebrating September 28th, Thursday night at the Palace Theater in Albany. Bringing the orchestra. We used to say they're bringing the band. They're bringing the orchestra to celebrate. And next week, during Christmas in July, Casting Crowns tickets could be yours at that very concert. So hang on. I remember almost 30 years ago, standing with Tracy, I believe was his name. We worked for a radio station in Charlotte, Christian radio station. We were standing outside Hickory Grove Baptist Church waiting for a B.B. and C.C. Winans concert. We were in there for their air check and stuff, sounded great and all that stuff. That's a long time, isn't it? Well, C.C. Winans was beaming as she waited at the Sacramento airport wearing her new Holy Forever sweatshirt. That's Chris Tomlin's new song. She was waiting for her flight home after spending the prior evening at Bethel Music Worship School. Yeah, she said it was an incredible experience.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.